That's for the Home Zada guys.
Oh, I know. When they said, because they're out of Sacramento, and I was going to visit my father-in-law with the family in Chowchilla, and Lodi was about a halfway point.
We met
a little cafe.
Right. Nothing wrong with Sac either. Sacramento's a really neat town.
I tried to get up there that far, but it worked out. It was just easier to meet in Lodi because that was as far north as I've ever been on the West Coast. I don't know the longitude of D.C.'s or Baltimore's higher north than Sacramento. It's got to be pretty close to the same.
I want to say D.C.'s a little higher.
Maybe.
In my imaginary map.
On the West Coast. That's as far north as I've made it so far as Lodi. Santa Rosa, I think, is probably a little higher above. Maybe just like another degree or two on the scale, but. Pretty country up there.
Yeah, Santa Rosa, too.
Yeah, it's too bad it's part of California. But.
They're not listening.
Hey, everyone from California is over here. You know why you're over here.
Yeah. Take a look outside.
We have, in addition to the article we were referencing earlier from Builder about the surge in Q3 first-time home buyers, there was another article following that talking about how so many of these are in cash, not necessarily home buying, but so many projects, they're seeing a huge surge in cash, up 28% from 2016 on the improvements being paid for in cash. So that was a very, very interesting trends that we're seeing. And we had mentioned it a couple weeks ago, and we've been getting emails, and just know that coming next year, one of the big focuses we'll have is working to create something centralized for people looking to get in the trades. Right now, we talk about it, and we mention our partners are all looking for qualified help, and then we get people that call us and say, well, how do I get involved? I'd love to learn the trades and get in there. Well, you know, there's a difference between entering as an apprentice level and people looking. Our guys are looking for experienced guys, so there's a missing gap there, and trying to bridge that gap, you know, it may be a 3 to 5 year, 10 year solution on the training aspect and getting the manual labor ready, and it's there's going to be a swing. A lot of people don't think so. They think, but I mean, the pendulum swings, and you got to follow the money. There's going to be so much money in the trades because of lack of shortage of skilled workers that anybody that knows how to work and use their hands and complete a project, they are going to earn a very good living because we've got, I mean, just this state alone, 7 million people. I think over half of those are in homes, whether it's a you know, husband, wife, and kids. I mean, over half that population, they're not in condos or apartments that has somebody on staff. And even those people are going to need to staff their maintenance crews. But and we don't have a lot of the ability to have shops not in school. That's pretty simple. Getting into the trades is going to be a huge, huge industry coming forward. So the Ag Department's talking about it. The Arizona Nursery Association's talking about it. The Masonry Guild's talking about it. The Carpenters Union's talking about it. But there's no central hub, and I think that's what's missing. Is it's every little trade is trying to do it to preserve their own. And you drive up and down 17, there's billboards for welding classes, and each industry is trying to recruit to its industry, and I think it's going to take something a lot more holistic that, you know, here's all the industries that are in the trades and having job fairs where they can come and, you know, Arizona Construction Career Days does a good job at doing that, bringing in all the different industries, but that's tailored to high school kids, and that's great. But, I mean, there's people from college age to 30 that something needs to be available for them to funnel their way into it. And, you know, even if your ultimate goal down the road is to get into a non-trade job, trades is a great way to pay for that in the meantime. And then you've always got that to fall back on if you needed it. You have that additional skill level. So instead of, I think Tom Riley was talking about it last week, instead of coming out of college in debt, he used the trades to pay through his education. Now he's a schooled architect. what do you call that?
Certified.
A really good architect.
Yeah.
A really good one.
And he's got a great design build company that, through his trades, he paid for that all without having this huge, massive debt over his shoulders.
I wonder if there'd be a place to go into the schools and get to talk to the juniors and seniors. Like a bunch of the different trades come in together with a nice presentation, give them some ideas, even like you just said.
It's going to take, just the resources
time.
to manage that, to put it together, to schedule it. But it's a big priority for us moving into next year to bridge that gap and just put a platform out there for people that are interested or need to find a job. We need to kick your millennial out on the street and let him find a job.